Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to From the Bottom to the Top, the show about how to bring your business to the top in sales, productivity, and profits. Coming to you from the Malden Group Studio, here's your host, Ms. Bonnie Rainmaker Malden.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to today. I'm so glad that you got the chance to listen to our podcast today. I'm Bonnie Malden, your host for From the Bottom to the Top. And we're here to celebrate our local small business spotlight with Dr. Ben McDowell. He was born and raised here in Atlanta and achieved his childhood goal of becoming a much sought after and successful chiropractor. Dr. McDowell received his Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Georgia and Doctor of Chiropractic degree from Life University. He studied under world-renowned Dr. Sweat, learning the much-sought-after Atlas orthogonal technique, where the adjustments are done without the pop, twist, and crack you typically would get from other chiropractic techniques. Dr. McDowell is one of about 500 chiropractors in the world who successfully practice this technique. So without further ado, I introduce to you Dr. Ben McDowell. Hello, Dr. Ben. Welcome to the show.
Honored to be asked to be on this show. I know that there's not a lot of people that you ask, and I'm just thrilled to be one of the few that made the cut. So I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. So what made you decide to pursue a career in chiropractic?
Well, I suppose that's a long story that goes back a long time ago, but I'm glad that you asked. It is a great question. I grew up playing sports. And my first love of my life was baseball, and I got pretty good at it and had a lot of fun with it. And when I was younger, I got to thinking, well, if I'm good at baseball, chances are I'll probably be good at other sports. And so I went into looking into lacrosse and swimming and other types of sports too. And the last one I came to was football. And If you know me, you know that I'm not the biggest guy in the world. I'm about 6 feet tall, but I only weigh about 170 pounds. So I'm not very massive in that way. And so the first time I got met by one of the larger seniors on the team in spring and summer practice, I had been tackled many times before growing up. But this time I got tackled by this very much larger young man and couldn't stand up off the ground. I had a really severe stabbing pain. It felt like somebody had a butcher's knife stuck in the right side of my back. And then it started to feel like my right leg was exploding and on fire all at the same time. So needless to say, it stunk and I couldn't walk. And so my parents had to get called and my dad came down to the field and carried me off the field and put me in the back of his car. And he turned around and he said, "Ben, we're taking you to see Dr. Spicer, and you're going to be okay." And I was thinking, well, I think I just broke my back, Dad. I need to be going to the emergency department, and I need something pretty severe. But he told me, well, we're going to the chiropractor. He's going to help you. So my dad carried me into his chiropractor's office, and Dr. Spicer examined me laying there on the table and ran me through some tests. And then he went in and took some pictures and imaging studies, and he studied them and brought me back and showed me what was going on. And he said, you know, you've done a pretty severe disc herniation of your back, and that's why it's hurt so bad and there's pain running down your leg and why you can't walk very well. But I'm here to tell you, you're going to be just fine. We're going to get you fixed up and you're going to be back playing football probably for spring ball. And this was August. And he said, you're not going to feel better immediately all the way, but I guarantee you within a couple months, you'll be back to fighting shape. And sure enough, he started adjusting me. And that first day, on that first adjustment, I felt something start to feel a little bit better. And before I even knew it, I started to lean to the side and get up like I normally did from laying on my side or on my back without even thinking that I couldn't even walk when my dad carried me in there. So then it hit me that I was walking, even though it felt terrible still. So I turned around to Dr. Spicer and said, you know, this is the coolest thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. What, you know, tell me more about this. And how do I do it? Because I think this is what I was put here to do. So I am very fortunate to have been, be put in the situation where I could experience chiropractic at such a young age. I was only 14. I was a freshman in high school. But at the same time, it was very clear to me that I had found my life's purpose. And I understand there's not a lot of people that have been able to live their life's purpose. And so it's very rare and very fortunate that I found it at such a young age. So every single thing from that day forwards was a pretty easy decision. Is this going to make it easier for me to become a chiropractor and be able to help people, or is it going to take me farther away from that? So every single decision from that day on has been extremely easy to make, because it's either going to get me closer or get me farther. So that's the long story, but it's been great, and I'm very thankful to have been having that experience at such a young age.
Wow, that's quite a story, Dr. Ben. I never heard that before. So you took that tragic injury and turned it into a career.
Yes, ma'am. Gives me a great deal of passion for it.
Yeah, I can understand that. And I know a few of your patients, they just rave about you. Can you tell us a little bit about the Atlas orthogonal technique? I'm hoping I'm saying that correctly.
Oh, yes, I'd be happy to tell you about it. So the word orthogonal is an engineering term that basically means that the head and the neck should be perpendicular to one another, which means at a right angle. So your head should be sitting straight on your neck, and your neck should be oriented straight up and down to the rest of the body. And basically, that allows the neck and the shoulders and the rest of the trunk to support the weight of the head in an optimal position without using as much, I guess, muscular tension or any other type of wear and tear that would result from abnormal position of certain things. Kind of like when you want your axles to be square and you want your tires to be properly aligned. If the head and the neck are not sitting square to one another, then it's not an optimal position to have the human body function. So the Atlas orthogonal technique analyzes the head and the upper part of the neck and the lower part of the neck with some specific measurements that we take that we were instructed on from engineers at the Georgia Institute of Technology, so that we can correct in a very precise way those articulations that are very, very delicate and also very critical to the function of the remainder of the body, because your brain sits right above that and the brain stem goes right through there. And that's the beginning of the spinal cord, is at the upper neck area. So the Atlas orthogonal technique aims to correct the misalignments of that upper neck area in a very precise way through the use of a gentle instrument that feels kind of like the back of a little click pen. So it's pretty cool stuff. I very much enjoy it. And we definitely work very well with other chiropractors, because they know that it's a very specific type of technique that some patients do need. So they refer those types of patients to us. And in turn, we don't do the hand style of adjusting. So we would refer patients that want that type of chiropractic treatment to our great friends and colleagues in the chiropractic field that practice all over the world. And I've got two that practice within about 500 yards of my practice. And so anyway, they're great friends and great colleagues that we like to refer to when those patients want that type of special treatment.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, what type of ailments or issues is most appropriate for this technique to help and alleviate?
If you ever talked to any lawyers, their favorite answer is, it depends. And so I'll give you the same answer. It does depend. For instance, I had a gentleman come to us with a referral from his chiropractor, and he's no different, to look at him than anybody else. He's a young software engineer. He's 26 years old, sits at a desk like most folks do, working on all of the complex mathematical problems that go along with being an engineer. And he's got a little bit of neck and shoulder pain. And his chiropractor was getting him adjusted, but she found that it wasn't staying in place like she thought that it should, and he wasn't progressing in his care and getting the healing that she knew that he needed. So she got some additional studies done and found that it was because he needed a little bit of special attention in that upper neck area because of a very unique shape of his neck. So he presented to the doctor's office with a very common complaint. Hey, my neck and shoulders hurt. I'm sitting at a desk all day. But the fact that he had a very unique shape to his upper neck caused it to be where the chiropractor called up and said, hey, I want to talk to you and see if you can help out with this young patient. He has something that I think could use your attention. Now, that is one thing that happens quite often. Another thing is a lot of people that have had some complex head trauma, such as being involved in a very terrible motor vehicle accident at a young age, or perhaps falling off of a horse and landing on your head. Somebody that's a pole vaulter that might land kind of funny. Most often it's some type of direct trauma to the neck or the head, where there's a great deal of weight pushing down on it. Think about like a overhead lifting person that might drop the bar. If it unfortunately lands on top of their head, that's going to cause quite a compression in there. Mm-hmm. But then again, there's a zillion maladies that someone could present with that are caused by this very strange or rare misalignment of the upper neck area. So it gets to go back to the original answer. It depends. It's kind of like when you go to the dentist and you have a toothache. It might be that you need to have a cleaning or a cavity filled, or it might be that you need to have a crown put on there or a root canal perhaps. But it all depends on what the professional finds. So we encourage people to go get a consultation and an examination to see if their issue is caused by something that is a chiropractic problem, or perhaps a problem caused by something else. And then the chiropractor would make a referral to that type of doctor.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about COVID-19 for a little bit. What can we all do to boost our immunity against COVID-19 and live a healthy lifestyle?
That's a great question, especially very timely, as we are seeing in the state of Georgia, where we are currently recording this. There are a great many number of people who are getting the coronavirus test, and they are testing positive for the virus. So everyone's wondering, golly, what can I do? So, you know, I'm a chiropractor. And so the first thing I'll say is the chiropractic profession influences the nerve system in the middle of the body, the central nerve system, the brain, the spinal cord, the nerves that exit from those spinal cord areas. And so when there is no interference to the nerve system, the digestive system works better. The vestibular system, the balance system works better. The digestive system, the immune system, every single system that's controlled in your body is controlled by the nerve system. So if the nerve system is functioning at a higher level, then everything is going to be improved. And a lot of people are looking back at the Spanish flu pandemic that happened in 1918. And what they found is that a lot of the medical professionals that were up in the northern, middle northern area of the country, when they had patients that they were concerned, that they had done everything they could and they wanted to basically give them palliative care to make them feel better before they died of the Spanish flu, they sent quite a lot of them to chiropractors at the first chiropractic college, which is the Palmer School of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa. And they had the chiropractors taking care of those patients that they thought were terminal. And only a small handful of those patients ended up succumbing to the Spanish flu. A great many of them made a full recovery. And what they found was those medical professionals deduced that the ones who had their nerve system functioning better after getting their adjustment had a greater ability to fight off that virus. So chiropractic does influence the nerve system. The nerve system does control the immune system. And there are a lot of other things that people can do to boost their immune system. And golly, all you have to do is go on Google and you can find them. Everybody knows that getting sunlight boosts your vitamin D. Everybody knows that when you exercise, you feel better. So physical activity is a good thing to boost your immune system. Eating good food helps to boost the immune system. Drinking plenty of water. Trying to reduce stress. Spending time with family and friends if you can, or using FaceTime or Zoom if you can. So all those things are very common knowledge. But what I've found is that very few people know that just because they're getting adjusted, they didn't bank on getting that extra benefit of their immune system functioning better. There was one study that we found that said that after they studied patients that were under chiropractic care versus those who weren't, across all age ranges and genders and health statuses, and of the people that were getting their adjustment regularly, they had about 200% stronger immune system than those who weren't getting a regular adjustment. And of the people that were getting chiropractic care compared to people who, let's say, had a chronic illness such as cancer or an autoimmune disorder like lupus, they had a 400% stronger immune response if they were getting a chiropractic adjustment versus if they weren't. So a lot of people want to know what they can do to boost their immune system. Very few of them do. The chiropractic helps. So we definitely encourage people to get a checkup and an examination by a local professional chiropractor that is highly recommended and trusted by their family and friends and medical professionals alike and other healthcare providers. But that's a great question, Bonnie. I appreciate you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That was a great answer. So what precautions are you taking to keep your patients safe during this pandemic as they make appointments with you to get their chiropractic appointment?
Certainly. So if any people have ever been to a chiropractic office, they know that more often than not, there's a couple different rooms. And maybe one of them is used for examining patients. And you've got the front reception area where there might be a couple people waiting on an appointment or waiting on a family member that has an appointment, perhaps. And then you've got a couple staff people helping out with patient care and a couple doctors, perhaps. But we have changed the way that we do things to where we're only allowing one patient in the office at a time to prevent any risk of anybody coming in contact with another person, because we've found that the person proximity is what is a very dangerous thing to spread the risk of contaminating somebody else or coming in contact with the virus. The other thing is, you almost hate to say it, but you have to be plain and painfully obvious. People that have been exposed to coronavirus are not allowed to come in the office for at least 2 weeks or 3 weeks, depending on what their medical doctor recommends after they get their exposure and when they're coming down out of the sickness period, because they're at risk of spreading it to other people. So that should be obvious, but it's nice to say it just to make sure everyone knows. We also, everyone knows there's a shortage of cleaning supplies in the entire world. And a doctor's office is pretty much the place where you can count on everyone to always be clean all the time. And you should be able to eat off the ground because they're keeping it very sanitary. And that's the case in a chiropractic office too. But everyone's wondering, how do you keep things clean and sanitary when you can't get Clorox and you can't get sanitary wipes or anything like that for your office? And the truth is, you have to invest in getting it where the big dogs get it. So we went to the same place that gives Grady Hospital System their cleaning supplies and bought the strongest stuff that we could ever buy. So we got that, and we're using it on all surfaces to ensure that if there are any things that we miss, we get them taken care of. We're spacing out people between appointments to make sure that we don't have any risk of any spread there. And all staff are complying with the CDC guidelines. Everybody knows that if one person is wearing a mask, and if they don't know they have coronavirus, if the other person is not wearing a mask, they have a 5% chance of spreading it. But if both parties are wearing a mask, then they have a 1% chance or less than 1% chance of spreading it, especially if they stay at least 6 feet apart. Because as we know, the respiratory virus is spread through breathing. So if they've got their nose and mouth covered, that is the safest way. So staff are wearing masks. I myself am wearing one. But the moral story is, we are complying with all of the safety guidelines because the health of our patients and our community is the most important thing to us. Add to that the fact that we're spacing things out, knowing that that's going to decrease, putting on the business hat, I should say, for a second, that's going to decrease our ability to service and serve patients. But we feel it's best for the community, and we feel it's the moral choice to prevent the risk of spreading anything, even though people are questioned about whether they've had any risk factors or high temperatures or exposure to people that have coronavirus and things of that nature.
Very good.
If anybody has any further questions, they can please feel free to reach out. We're on Instagram and Facebook, and you can call me on our telephone. We'd be happy to answer any questions for any person whatsoever if I've missed it here.
There you have it, folks. Dr. McDowell has a very strategic plan to keep you safe, wearing masks. He has a staff that's compliant with the CDC guidelines. He's spacing out appointments. He has commercial-grade cleaning supplies to keep the office clean. So we are going to go to a quick commercial break. When we get back, I'd like to hear more about Dr. McDowell's entrepreneurship journey, starting his own practice. And he has some lofty goals for the next 5 to 10 years. So we'll hear more about that.
You're listening to From the Bottom to the Top from the Malden Group Studio. We'll be right back after this break.
Is your digital marketing feeling a bit too cookie cutter? Are you not gaining the qualified leads that produce the right customers you need? The Malden Group is Atlanta's premier marketing agency, delivering customized digital marketing programs for any budget. Don't trust something as crucial as your digital marketing to someone who lacks a unique approach. Call us now at 678-846-2306 or visit us at themaldengroup.com. Let us take your business to the top.
All right, all right, all right. We're back with a local business spotlight. We have Dr. Ben McDowell, owner of McDowell Chiropractic in Roswell, Georgia. And he is a phenomenal chiropractor, lots of knowledge, wisdom, and information for us today. And I'd love to learn more about your entrepreneurship journey, what made you decide to start your own practice, and how you were able to start your own practice, and what your goals are for the next 5 to 10 years. We have about 5 minutes left on the show.
Okay. Well, then I'll start with the big vision, the big picture. Our business, our practice, has one very specific mission statement, and it is to save the United States of America $1 trillion per year on healthcare expenditures. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking $1 trillion per year, come on now, Dr. McDowell, let's get realistic here. Well, I'm here to tell you that is as realistic as it gets. I'm using information from the insurance companies and the actuaries who work at those insurance companies to base that number. And it's simple arithmetic. And we can go into it later. But the moral of the story is the way we're going to get there is we're going to open up in the next 10 years, 50 McDowell chiropractic offices. We're going to have between 2 and 3 chiropractors per office, with a support staff of about 10 support staff per location. So we're going to grow our footprint in the area. We're going to serve more people. We're going to provide them with great chiropractic care so that their bodies are able to heal themselves naturally so that they can spend less on their health care. And to cite one study, Blue Cross and Blue Shield found that people who go to a chiropractor versus those who don't, all other things being equal, spend about $796 less on healthcare across all healthcare every single year that they go to a chiropractor for regular visits. So every person saving almost $800 a year, add that up, that starts to make a pretty penny, pretty big dent. So our mission is to bring chiropractic care to people and to explain to them what it does to help them prevent injuries, to help them heal from injuries naturally, if possible. And I'll be the first to say, I've had to have many different surgeries, many different types of medical interventions to save my life. And I will say drugs have their place, and I'm glad for them. However, at the same time, talk to any medical doctor and they'll tell you it's best to try something naturally first, especially if it's starting with a very safe type of healthcare. So our goal, again, like I said, is to have 50 locations of McDowell Chiropractic, have 2 to 3 doctors per location, and about 10 support staff per location to make one heck of a team. And we're going to get there and we're going to make it happen. And I've got about 6,000 colleagues around the country who have also dedicated themselves to the same mission statement, saving the United States of America $1 trillion a year on healthcare costs, and also the same goals. So having another 50 locations of their practices across the United States. Our goal eventually is to have the United States have the best, least expensive, most effective healthcare system in the entire world, and to change the health of our communities, which will then change the health of our states, which will then change the health of our country for the better. Now, the reason why I started my practice is because I was inspired by working for another chiropractor in a small town up in North Carolina. He showed me how to be a better doctor, how to listen to patients, how to do what so many patients don't get, is a doctor who listens and believes them. A lot of patients come in and say, you know, it feels crazy to say this, and I've been told it's in my head. And one of my famous phrases is, no, it's not in your head. It's actually in your neck, or it's in your back. It's in your spine. So it is a real thing, and we can really help them. But I was inspired to also learn how to run a business by this mentor of mine. I still talk to him to this day. He showed me how to take care of people, put them first, how to make an impact in the community by donating to local nonprofits. He showed me how to run a business and lead a team, lead a group of people who are dedicated to the same why, the same big picture. And I used those skills to start my practice. Let's see, this is July 2nd of 2020. We officially got our property on the 14th of April of 2017, and our first day in practice was June 26th of 2017. So it was a momentous day, a day that came to fruition after having the idea at age 14. I was at that point 29. So 15 years of planning, preparation, hard work, dedication, and it's come to fruition. We're gaining on it. We're moving forwards. We're helping more people all the time, donating to local nonprofits every month through our give back movement, our nationwide give back movement. And I am fully expecting we will not only hit our goal, but surpass it, and that teaming up with other local chiropractors, we will change the health of this country. So I'm very proud to answer that question. I'm very proud to serve, very proud to be called to serve, and extremely excited to continue our relationship. And I've probably run it right about up to or just a little bit over time, haven't I?
You're good to go. I love your vision, Dr. Ben. That's amazing. Can you tell everybody how to get in touch with you?
Absolutely, Bonnie. You can find us on Instagram at McDowell Chiropractic. We do answer the DMs. You can tag us there. We'll answer any questions that you have. You can reach us on Facebook. We're also there at McDowell Chiropractic. We have a Google page. You can search McDowell Chiropractic or Chiropractor in Roswell. You show up there. We have a website, www.mcdowellchiropractic.com. You can reach out to us over the telephone, 770-599-7139. You can reach out to us over email, my personal email, and I do check it every day, Dr. McDowell, that's DrMcDowell, at McDowell. We're very proud to be asked to come on to your awesome podcast From the Bottom to the Top, and we want to bring people's health from the bottom to the top and keep it there. So I appreciate you very much, Bonnie. Thank you for having us on. This has been a real pleasure.
Yes, it's been a pleasure for us too. Thank you so much for your time and attention today. I want to thank the audience for listening to our show. Be sure to go to our website to plug in on social media to listen to this broadcast again and again and again. Download it. Also, reach out to Dr. McDowell when you're needing some chiropractic care. He's right here in North Fulton to serve the community. And I am just absolutely thrilled for the information shared today. So again, Dr. Ben, thank you. Again, audience, thank you. And we're going to close out for another episode of From the Bottom to the Top. Thank you for listening to our local small business spotlight.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, From the Bottom to the Top. Please visit BonnieMalden.com to connect with us on social media, subscribe to our newsletter, and stay up to date with our programs. Have a great day as you go to the top.
We'll go from the bottom to the top. Yeah, don't stop. Go from the bottom. Don't you ever, ever, ever